tuned in to the Behind the Scenes podcast with your host, Man Robinson, the place where educational, motivational, and inspiration collide with innovation. Be entertained while learning from some of the best actors, directors, and producers in the industry today with self-help tips that you can apply in your career. We don't just talk about it, we be about it.
So, welcome back to Behind the Scenes Podcast with your host, Man Robinson. And like I told y'all, man, I got this real dope man, dope actor, dope person, this dope everything in on the show with us today, man. He's an actor, American actor, 20 years in the game, Blindside, Django, Selma, When They Was Us, When They See Us. Man, what else you been in, my brother? Omar Dorsey, man. What's up, man?
What's happening, man? How you doing, bro?
I'm good, man.
I'm blessed. I've been in a couple of things here and there, bro. I was in your movie.
Yeah, you was in my movie, man. We about to drop that too, man.
Okay.
Hey, I'm telling you, man. Listen, dog. We are right now. We're in the quarantine situation, and you know our main topic is taking acting serious, no matter the role.
Definitely.
And our subtopic, of course, is still working during the quarantine. Gotcha. So I wanted to touch on that movie that you're speaking about. We didn't release it yet, and before it was because we had other things, and we said, okay, the timing wasn't right.
Right.
But ain't no better time than now.
You know?
So we're working on getting that on the streaming service now. But I know you're in New Orleans, right?
Right, I'm in New Orleans, man. Yeah.
So I'm in one of the states that are, you know, locked all the way down for the quarantine. How's it going where you are?
They tried to lock us down, but you know, these folks, you can't tell these Negroes nothing out here, boy. No, I tell you what, the craziest thing is, you know, I live right downtown New Orleans, like right down in the heart of it, man. It is so eerie that I'm like on a Friday, Saturday night, there's nobody walking, nobody with hand grenades in their hand or anything. It's the most like post-apocalyptic dystopian thing I've ever seen in my life, man. I was like, I'm just looking around because I had this dope balcony that just overlooks, you know, the whole the street and everything, man. And bro, it's eerie. It's eerie.
Yeah, it is, man. And if you think about the what's important, you know, it's not money. And this proves it's really not money. Money is just what we need to operate in the system that we live in.
Right.
But it's definitely more than that. But unfortunately, that system that we live in requires us to pay for stuff. And
yeah,
no matter what it is. So during this quarantine, I've decided to start this podcast. And of course, I'm doing it in a way that is remotely, you know, to fit in with what's going on. But not only that, as a kind of hone in my other skills that's required in filmmaking. What are you doing in this time to pass this quarantine by?
You know what, man? Like when I first, all right. So when it first hit, right, I was in Atlanta. I was doing the Aretha Franklin miniseries Genius for Nat Geo. And, you know, I'm playing James Cleveland in that. And I was going back and forth between Atlanta and New Orleans. And I'm still doing Queen Sugar. So Ava calls me and tells me, like, yo, I'm going to have to shut down for a couple of weeks on Queen Sugar. I'm like, all right, bet. And then Anthony Hemingway calls me and is like, yo, we got to shut down, our the Aretha Franklin joint. And I was like, man, so I went from having two jobs in a matter of 30 minutes, not having none. And I was just like, oh, man. So, you know what? But it wasn't even, I ain't tripping about it because, you know, he's coming back. But, you know, I was sort of stuck because my daughter was coming out here anyway. Her and her friend were coming out here to New Orleans. They go to Howard. They were coming out here for our spring break. So I was like, y'all can just have my apartment. You know, they're juniors or whatever. Y'all can kick it. Y'all probably got some fake IDs. Y'all probably want to go kick it. I'm going to stay out y'all way. I might go get me an Airbnb somewhere. So my daughter was coming down, and then she was like, yo, so dig that, you know, my friends, her parents don't want her to come down. They want her to come home. I'm like, I get it. So my oldest came down and stayed with me. And then my youngest lives with her mom.
And now it's time for Man Robinson's Random Thought of the Day. Welcome back to Behind the Scenes with Man Robinson. We don't just talk about it, we be about it. thanks for tuning in to Behind the Scenes with Man Robinson. Our aim is to genuinely encourage and inspire you with the compelling stories and content we provide in hopes that you'll inspire others. For info on upcoming episodes and all things surrounding film, techniques, and motivation, follow at Man Robinson on all social platforms. View on blackfilm.com, manrobinson.org, or stream anytime on Spotify and iTunes.